These years
know, the Bible teaches us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. If any man says he has no sin in him, he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You know, it seems impossible that sinful man could have a relationship with the Holy God. But you see, that's where Jesus comes in, and that's why today I love him so much. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who would ever believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why today I want to lift my voice and say, oh, how I love Jesus.
Feel Jesus this morning. How about you? Do you feel, are you experiencing the presence of the Lord this morning? Let me wake you up. I just want to wake you up.
Well, I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful heir. I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful heir.
My father owns the cattle on a thousand hills. I believe I own at least one. I stand in amazement to see his face, knowing that I'm his son.
Well, I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got more than my share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful man.
I've a guardian angel watching me. He'll go everywhere. But when I need my father in heaven up above, I pray just a simple prayer. He has redeemed and forgiven me for all of my sins. He took me in. He's building me a mansion beyond compare. Hallelujah, I'm a millionaire.
I'm rich in faith and hope and love. I got all of my share. I'll be moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful man. Well, I'm rich in faith and hope and love.
I got more.
I got more than my share. I've been moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful man. Oh, I've been moving to my mansion just over in glory, where I'm a rightful man.
Father God, I thank you this morning for your goodness and your kindness and your mercy, for your great love that you've extended towards us. I just thank you this morning. Brothers and sisters, Kim, I see you on the chat room. Is there any way, I don't know if you're using your phone, I don't know if you all have arrived at your destination yet, but is there any way you can use your phone to call in? And then I want to ask you something. Can you call in on your phone to the Blog Talk? I need to know that the Blog Talk is working too. Is the Blog Talk working all right? Oh, where is my phone? I may not even have my phone this morning yet. I do. I sure do. Is that possible? If you can, press 1. Dial in the Blog Talk. You know, I asked you all earlier this year to present or to make yourself, posture yourself as a present in somebody's life that would bring in the presence of God. How many of you did that? If you've done that, and if you've already experienced a fruit of that or something, can you dial in to Blog Talk this morning? Kim, I got your mic open. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Sister Erica. Good morning, Jesus believers. Praise God.
Where are you? Are you in Florida yet?
Listen, we did not make it. There was an accident and backed us up about an hour and a half. So we just drove as much as we could and then paused and took a break. So we're just in the hotel room right now hanging out. So I've got my mom right next to me.
Good. You know that. How did you know that's who I wanted to talk to?
It's right before I've been listening long enough to know. I said, Mom, don't be surprised if she asks you to call.
Good morning. Where is she?
Good morning, Dr. Erica.
Wonderful. Can you tell the audience about your experience here at your church, your other church? You and Kim.
The church that I go? This is I consider this my church. I listen to it every day. Well, it's okay. Okay, Dr. Eric, I'm so excited. Yes.
And I need you to talk some Spanish. Translate in Spanish and English.
Good morning, buenos. Good morning. This is Dr. Erica. Listen, believers and Ana participante. Buenos días. Soy una participante de la iglesia de Dr. Erica. Jesus believers, creyentes de Cristo. Gloria a Dios. Quiero decir que fui liberada. Thank you, Lord. I want to tell all the believers that I got delivered just today. Not for one, not for two, for many, all oppressions. I know it was there, but Dr. Erica, praise the Lord, help me. The depresiones que tenía en el cuerpo por el doctor medio de su ministerio, yo fui liberada. Yes. Between Dr. Erica and her minister, minister to me, and I was delivered. Praise the Lord. I feel so excited. I feel so free and just a brand new person. I mean, and rejoicing me. Me siento una nueva persona y soy deliberada y que yo me sigo gozando en Cristo, Señor. To God be the glory. And I do want to tell you that I got healed from my back. I was always in torment that I cannot bend over or anything, and I am healed. Yo fui sanada de mi espalda. Yo no podía como agacharme y yo soy completamente sanada de mi espalda. Gloria a Dios. Yes. Many other things that I got delivered and healed, pain in my joints, pain everywhere. I'm totally healed in Jesus' name. So fui liberada de mis huesos, de mis manos, fui liberada de otras cosas. Gloria a Dios, soy libre. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor.
Praise God. Now, I need you to tell one more thing, too. When you were 5 years old, you had a visitation from Jesus and an angel. Are you ready to talk about that yet?
To wait for a little while.
Well, I already gave him a hint.
Okay, good. Yes. When I was a little girl, yeah. I was about current of the collecting water, and an idea. It was a little, I was a little girl. I do not know what it was. I had no idea. And I was the kind of man with a humongous statue, the Luke Webb. Like an eye, dressing down all the body, everything.
But you gotta translate in Spanish too now.
Oh, cuando yo fui chiquita, yo tuve una visitación de un ángel y ese ángel estaba vestido de una armadura de hierro. Y yo no sabía, pensé que era algo malo, pero de acuerdo a la señora Erika, el doctor Erika dijo que no es un algo malo. Okay, and when I was a little girl, yes, I would see that statue, and I was thinking it was there, but according to what I find out yesterday, Dr. Erika said it's not, it was an angel. This thing had arms off. It was driving a donkey, and there was head and arms, like everything he's dressed in arm everywhere around, from the boots, from his foot all the way to his hands, his arms, very arms, and head arms, like a cowboy hair, and like red eyes, and it was really strong, big man, and he was driving a donkey. He oversized the donkey. He was so big. Tenía muchos ojos rojos, dos ojos rojos y la cabeza del sombrero de un como de un jinete. Tenía las rodillas muy largas y cubiertas con hierro. Estaba armado con hierro, él, una espada muy grande, sí. Yes, he had a big sword in his hand, by the way. Anyways, I said I was in there. I was kind of mad with it then, and I don't know what I hit it so much as strength, but I hit it. I know that I was not. I was mad. And so when I was sitting down in there collecting the water, I look up to the sky, heaven. There was a big tree in the front, under me, and they covered the area. Gigantic tree, very beautiful tree. And it was like a symbol, like a dove. I never see any dove in my life like that. And he was very radiant. I cannot say the word correctly.
Radiant.
Radiant, yes. And it was the bright, it was so bright, so bright, just to render me. And the word is a dove. That's it.
Dove.
Dove, yes. Correctly, dove. And when I look up, I was just like illuminate my whole round surround around me, like in circle. And the dough is so gorgeous. It was crystal. It's totally crystal, not with feathers, not with anything. No, this was a crystal coming. And gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful dough. I never see something before in my life, and I never see it in the movies. I never see it nowhere else. I was surrendered with the bright light. And at the moment, I knew that the Holy Spirit there was with me. And mm-hmm. And now I'm going to say it in Spanish. Okay. So, cuando yo estaba sentada ahí, no sentada, pero estaba yo colectando el agua, yo miré hacia arriba al árbol, un árbol grandísimo, muy bello, y una corriente de agua bajaba de ahí. Y yo estaba mirando, y cuando el agua correr, pero yo miré para arriba, para donde estaba el árbol, y de ahí salía una paloma lindísima que yo nunca he vuelto a ver. Era no como las palomas que se ven ahora o en películas, nada de eso. Era una paloma tan hermosa, redonda, el cuellito todo precioso, el piquito todo lindo, las alas tan preciosísimas. De esa paloma salía una luz radiante. Una luz tan radiante, tan iluminante que era, es imaginable, nunca se ha visto. Yo nunca la había visto, ni la volveré a ver, deseo que algún día la vea. Pero esto fue algo que me dio fuerza para ir a buscar un machete y volver a buscar a esa, quería yo quería atacar a esa estatua que me estaba viendo. Pero cuando yo volví, ya se había ido. Anyway, I'm going to tell now about it. I get out from the place, run upstairs, wait to the top of the hill, with, I was mostly, my home was, but by the time I was looking for the machete. When I come back, because I was met with the statue, I thought I was going to come and fight the statue. I was feel very vigorous. I feel so vigorous that I want to come back and fight the statue. And I said, what he doing? And at the time, I thought it was something they call duende. I don't know. Duende is a little demon. Now I know it was very back in the time. I don't know. He go, I thought it was the duende. He said, trying to rob me or taking me places. Well, no. When I come back, the thing was going. And I look everywhere, and I look to the tree up, looking high to the tree. I cannot find nothing. I was so disappointed because I wanted to go fight the statue. But, yes, I feel vigorous when I hit it that I was so mad with the statue. I thought it was something bad, so I want to fight it. Mm-hmm. And this is the time, since the time, I never forgot his vision. I never forgot it. So, see, and... yo fui a buscar un machete desde ahí a la casa donde yo vivía porque era cerquita. Bajé para abajo y a buscar esa estatua y yo quería pelear con ella. Yo quería decirle que era algo malo y yo quería destruirla. Y yo miré para arriba para el árbol, no vi la luz. Miré al lado alrededor donde estaba la estatua, tampoco me pude encontrarla. Y yo estaba furiosa. Pero es algo que desde muy niña no se me olvida, una experiencia tan linda de ver el Espíritu Santo. Y eso es lo que yo quiero decir, de que yo ayer fue muy bendecida. I want to tell Jesus believers that just today I discovered that I really had an angel around me that protect me. And I also, when Dr. Erica was praying with me, I see the vision of the Christmas tree, gigantic Christmas tree, but it was covered, they were not had green leaves, it was white leaves. And this leaves so beautiful, the sky from the branches, like a Christmas decoration, round ball, green, very beautiful, like a gold, shiny. It was reflecting like shiny, sprinkly lights coming from that shiny, right then. It was so beautiful. And then behind this giant tree is when I see the angel again. Beautiful angel, big, tall, with white robes. And when his hands was open, I was the inside of the tree, right behind the tree. But it was transparent. I can see the tree and I can see the angel. Gorgeous. It was amazing. That was when Dr. Erica asked me a question. And the question is, the result is see the angel immediately. He appeared and shows to me. Yo quiero decirlo en español ahora. Cuando Dr. Erica me hizo una pregunta, me hizo una pregunta y yo al responderle la pregunta fue de que yo vi un árbol como un de pino, un árbol blanco lindísimo y de las hojas, de las ramas del árbol caían una decoración de Navidad y como una bola redonda, dos bolas redondas que caían colgadas, pero esto daban un brillo muy radiante. Y daban radiante luz y también después de ver este árbol tan grande y hermoso, detrás del árbol yo vi un ángel grande, precioso, que con los brazos abiertos y de las manos como que le colgaba un manto largo, pero él era vestido de blanco, muy hermoso. Yo volví a ver el ángel que está supuesto haberme acompañado, que yo vi que él me está acompañando desde los... There was the angel of the sense of the little girl.
Tell them what the angel said his name was. Do you remember?
It was Gabriel. Yes, it's a Gabriel. I think it was. Yes.
The angel identified itself as Gabriel. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me, Taylor?
Yeah, Gabriel, yes.
Now, let me interject something. Jessica, you need to call in because the same kind of anointing that was on this woman from a little girl is the same kind of anointing that was on your grandfather. It's the same anointing that was on your grandfather, Jessica. Your daddy's father. Where are you? Where are you? Are you on here this morning? And listen, the same anointing, I recognize that. We asked that angel what his name was, and the angel said his name was Gabriel. This is the same kind of anointing that was on your grandfather, but guess what? Your grandfather died. Your grandfather was you know what happened to your grandfather. Oh, here you are. Wait, hold on a minute.
Jesus.
Jessica.
Yes, ma'am.
This is the same kind of anointing that I
hallelujah.
About that was on.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Sister Erica, when we went to the healing home, remember the angel Gabriel had appeared there?
Yes.
And we
came? Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Lord, who was that? He was right here at the healing home.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I remember, and I told my parents. It was their first time. Everybody got baptized, and I was in awe. Oh, my goodness, Lord.
And that's
Jesus.
What I didn't want to tell your mother, Kim, until this morning with Jessica could verify it.
Oh, my gosh. Jesus.
Wow. Your mother is really a holy woman of God.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
praise
you for
the
confirmation.
Lord.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
I'm overwhelming. Praise the Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
For God is confirming
everything
he's saying. Everything
oh,
he is
Lord.
Confirming with signs and miracles and wonders.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God, Sister Bryant. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I could relate when you were talking about the machete. I was laughing and laughing because every Hispanic family has a machete. And I could just picture you chasing your own guardian angel. And I thought, wow, Lord.
I God. Never knew this an angel. I always wondered all these years.
Jesus.
Yeah, all these years I thought it was an, I was something bad. But, well, now, listen, I'm telling, I'm total delivered. Praise the Lord. Discovered things that I never knew.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we're not going to go into your whole testimony now, but you got a testimony. You got a testimony to the goodness of God. You got a testimony.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what you don't know is that anointing that was put when that angel came and surrounded you with God's glory. That's God's glory.
Yes.
I kept telling Jessica that
Jesus.
Her grandfather walked in that kind of glory. But guess what? Guess what? The devil tricked him into committing suicide.
Yes.
Wait, say that one more time, Dr. Erica.
The devil tricked Jessica's grandfather. It's a long story. It's too long to go into, but he hung himself.
Yes.
And Jessica's father was there. And I know the mantle transferred to Jessica's father because the devil been fighting him like hell, like out of hell.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
See, God come along with to show me and all of us the same anointing. How it works when the person just stays with God, just force themselves to stay with God. And when you hear Kim's mother's whole testimony, you're going to see that's what she did. despite everything, above everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
Her relationship with God saved her life many times.
Thank you, Jesus, for Sister Bryant. Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Sister Kim and Sister Bryant, for not giving up. Thank you for having so much faith in God.
Oh, it was a
for a time like this.
To know Dr. Erica and find out all this goodness that the Lord has been so good to me. So good to me. Sometimes I look back and yes, it was the Lord day. They bring me.
Hallelujah.
This land, it is the Lord day. Everything. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yes. And for those of you who don't know, my mom is from Colombia, South America, and I've always told my mom she should write a book because her story is so unique. It's so unique. Yeah, she really should.
Nobody would believe it, but it's the truth.
Right.
And right. God exposed it in deliverance. It was so wonderful. It was so wonderful.
In Spanish and English.
Yes.
Español y inglés. Señora.
And there we go. I think we got a bestseller in making. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I know we do. You see, brothers and sisters, it is only important that we obey God. I mean, it is so important. It is so important. Don't be looking at the messenger. Get the message. God is connecting centuries old stuff right here. Just because we believe him and believe him to deliver us completely, fully. And you
see, I feel God's love.
It wasn't finished till this lady had to come here. It wasn't no mistake. She had to come here. Why? Because it filled in so many blanks. It answered so many questions.
Yes.
Things I asked God. God is awesome.
If I may interject something. It answered something that I've asked since I was a child. I'm 46 years old, and I always heard the story of my grandfather walking around with a Bible and how the whole town would make fun of him. And my dad, you know, as a child, which is his memory of holding his hand, and he had a good life up until he hung himself. And I always questioned, I always said, God, how could this be? Is this true? Could he walk around with a Bible? Maybe it was a satanic Bible. And I always asked God. And I said, I'm not going to stop asking until I get these answers. And Lord, I know that you're going to answer one day. And today I got that answer, like you, Sister Bryant. And I thank God for your life and your testimony. And I thank you, Sister Erica. Thank you, God.
I thank Jesus. And I thank her, too, for trusting me. She trusted me. She trusted Christ in me.
Thank you. Thank you for trusting me. Oh, thank you. Thank you, too, to the Lord. I'm blessed that I got to know Dr. Erica. And because I never forgot this statue. I don't know. I thought it was bad, but you know, I had no idea what it is to know, and then you know now. There was an angel, and to God be the glory.
And who else was it? It was a warrior angel. And who was with him? Jesus. Jesus manifested himself to you.
It was amazing. I thought the Lord, the Holy Spirit is around me. And I said, just this statue, you can attach me. And I never told Dr. Eric, and neither one else. Very little girl, the girlfriend that my grandfather teach me to pray, and I was I'm going to see if I can say it in Spanish. Like Holy, it was the pray was Espíritu Santo, ilumíname, fortaléceme, inflámame con tu santo amor, enséñame la palabra divina y llévame a gozar del Señor. I do forgot to tell that to Dr. Eric. I just told that. Anyways, it was Holy Spirit illuminate me, give me fortaleza,
fortalize me, or
give me
strength
me,
illuminate
me, empower me. And teach me your word, and then I can go enjoy of you. There was a prayer that when I was a little girl, teeny little girl, this lady teach me. And I had to repeat it every morning when we get up. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to tell Dr. Erica, but there was a prayer that I always stay in my heart, and they pray that they pray, and the vision never will fade from my life. Never. It's like a bright. It's like I'm see it right now. It's something mm-hmm. never going to fade. A lot of things mm-hmm. that happens in my life for God, but this one, never.
All right. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. Look,
Chandler,
I don't have nothing else to say this morning. God manifested his presence. He answered some questions because I had asked him too. I said, why? If this was a holy man, why? But then we know why. We know why, because Satan is a bad devil. God
Amen.
Is a good God. Satan
Amen.
Will do anything to destroy the goodness of God, wherever it is, whoever it is. Sometimes we don't know, and God doesn't call us to know, but he calls us to have faith in him. He calls us to love him. And he calls us to have what? What kind of love? Unconditional. What kind of faith? Blind faith. Faith without answers. Faith. Faith, real faith in God. I'm so happy. I don't know why he chose me. I feel like Paul. I'm a chief sinner, man. I don't know what I'm doing. People be trying to, track me, know what I'm going to do today. I don't know, but I do know one thing. Wherever you find me, I'm going to be serving God. And wherever you run up on me, I'm going to want to be looking into your life to see how you're serving him too. And when you do that,
Hallelujah.
And when you're looking for mm-hmm. God, you will find the most marvelous people. I feel so blessed to be able to serve mm-hmm. you all. Really?
Thank
I'm walking down here in a daze. In a daze. Oh God, look at this. You let me serve her. you found
yes.
me.
It was a blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Brothers, we got some good days ahead of us. Good ones.
Mm-hmm. You're helping us wash our rags.
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
You're helping us wash our rags.
Yes. To me, the best Christmas gift I ever had in my life. I never had such a gigantic Christmas gift, but this is a gigantic blessing, the Christmas gift I received. Thank you, Dr. Rebecca. Thank you, Jesus.
Why don't we all take a few minutes and thank Jesus and thank the Lord and thank him for allowing your presence to be with us, sister. You hear me? Because you brought the presence in here again. Now, God is not going to have to tell me a third time. This is the second time.
Hallelujah. I can feel it over the phone. Thank you, Jesus.
The second time Thank Gabriel God. Has showed up here. I got it, God. I got the message.
I got it. That's right.
That's right. I got the message.
Thank you. Thank you. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Felicidad.